Radio.
A talk on purgatory by Sister Moira de Bono. This talk was given at the University of Notre Dame Broadway Courtyard in October 2012.
All right, well, doing our courtyard talk today, which is on purgatory. All right, purgatory. I thought, wow, what are we going to say about purgatory? And so, actually, you introduced it a little bit when you said what some of the souls in purgatory have said. And get me out of here. And that we know that that purgatory is that interim place between life, or human life, shall we say, as we know it, and heaven. That persons who have sinned, which most of us are not perfect, have to make up for our, out of justice, we have to be purified before we go before the face of God. All right, and we've had saints that talk about the souls of purgatory because they're good friends with the souls of purgatory. St. Padre Pio, they were always appearing to him his whole life. He had a special devotion. St. Catherine of Genoa, who lived in the 1400s, she had some mystical experiences that had to do with purgatory. And she said that there are no souls happier than the souls in purgatory, except the saints in heaven, because they know they're on the road to heaven. And so while it's a, and you almost want to say it's ironic, because we know it's a place of purification, and it's supposed to be a place of, so, you know, we talk about the fires of purgatory, so there's pain or suffering there. Suffering's probably a better word. But it's actually out of the love of God. It's actually because of the love of God that we're purified. Because we could never stand before the beatific vision unless we were prepared. And so purgatory prepares us. Now, the church, there's a lot of questions about purgatory, and the church has only given dogma about some of that. That there is something that is purgatory. We see it in the Old Testament, in the second book of Maccabees. It's in the New Testament, in the Gospels. Jesus talks about, he never uses the word purgatory, but he implies that there's purification that occurs later, and in the book of Revelation as well. And so this is one of the things that divides us mightily from non-Catholic Christians, is purgatory. But it's important to recognize the Orthodox also believe in purgatory. All right, and that's a dogma of the faith, so that we can believe with certainty. Now, is it a place? Is it a space? Or is it a state? That's what theologians talk about. All right? I believe it's Balthazar. He has a very good image. He doesn't think of it as fire, but he thinks of it as a soul knows themselves not before God, and that they're purified by their desire growing, that they've been separated. They've been separated from God and from others. And, you know, as I teach, those of you who've had me, you know, we talk about the communion of persons and how important the communion of persons is. And so it really does follow that reality that spiritually and humanly within us, we have a drive. We have a drive to be united with God or with others. And so once we're ready, once our drive, that desire to be with God is purified, our soul is released to heaven. But the church doesn't expect the soul to do it on its own. And so we're highly encouraged to pray for the souls in purgatory, because they can't pray for themselves. They can't pray for themselves, but they can pray for us. All right? And by our praying for them, and when you think about it, even our prayer after meals, usually it ends with a prayer for the souls in purgatory. So we say that 2 or 3 times a day. They're there in heaven then, interceding for us and for others. And I brought I brought with me, there's something called the Museum of Purgatory in Rome. It's a little small museum. You missed it when you went there. It's minutes from St. Peter's. And this French priest of the 1800s, he was a parish priest, and he was inspired by a series of circumstances to go throughout Europe and collect, you could call them objects or relics, of where people had come, where persons had come from purgatory to beg for prayers. All right, so I have a couple of pictures here of this little museum. All right, and sorry, the top picture is dark, but it's a prayer book, and there's a person's hands that's burnt into the pages. And it was this Joseph from German, I guess it was. He appeared to his brother George and said, "You have to pray for me. I wasn't good enough while I was alive." And he put his hand on the prayer book of the brother, and his fingerprints stay there. And the pictures down below are all these other items of persons who appear. There was one where it was a woman who appeared to a younger woman, and the younger woman didn't recognize this one, and she said, "I'm your mother-in-law, who died in childbirth." In other words, she had married the son of the woman, and she said, "I'm in purgatory. Have some masses said for me." And then she touched, I think it was another prayer book, and left her handprint on the prayer book. And then, the beautiful thing is that with many of these, the story continues to say that after prayers or after masses was celebrated, the person appeared again and said, "I'm going to heaven." All right, so it's extraordinary. But some of these items come from like the 1300s up until the 1800s. It's just this little tiny cabinet in the sacristy of this church sacred. It's called the Sacred Heart, but it's a French, Sacre Coeur, in Rome. So, you know, the catechism talks about purgatory. And so we never give up. And I think it was, I don't know whether this was chosen because it's so close to November, but that, you know, November 2nd is the Feast of All Souls. That back in the 10th century, one of the abbots of a big monastery in France began this, again, because of his devotion to the poor souls. That knowing that the merits of Jesus through the celebration of the Mass are applied to individuals. And when we receive indulgences, we can actually apply indulgences to the dead for the benefit of the dead. So when we talk about plenary indulgences, that's when we do good works or say certain prayers that would, God is indulgent to take away all the punishments, like a pardon, you know, like when we have government pardons from prison or something, and the person goes to heaven. All right? So.
That was Sister Moira de Bono on purgatory. And for more, visit cradio.org.au.